Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. It's an upsetting morning at the Youngs. The whole household was up most of the night because after Sam and Kurt finally found Biff and convinced the boy that his father's marriage to Nancy Wayne would only add to his own happiness, they returned to the Youngs to find Nancy gone. Now, after a sleepless night, Kurt has taken the early morning train to Chicago in the hope that he will find Nancy there. And Mrs. Young, who carried the whole burden last night, making hot coffee, comforting Biff, holding out hope to Kurt, Mary Young is feeling exhausted and anxious.
Oh, where's Dad, Mrs. Young?
He's gone, Biff.
Gone? Without saying goodbye to me? Oh, he couldn't do that.
Well, dear, you were so sound asleep, he didn't want to wake you up.
Oh, I know why he didn't want to wake me up. Because he doesn't give a hoot about me anymore. Because all he cares about is to find Miss Wayne. Oh, he could have woke me up. I mean, that wouldn't have hurt him any.
That wasn't why he didn't wake you up, Biff. He looked in on you, and you were so sound asleep, buried under the covers, that he didn't have the heart to wake you up. Besides, they were in a hurry.
Did my father... Well, did he leave any message for me, Mrs. Young?
No. He didn't say anything to anybody this morning. He didn't sleep all night.
Not any?
No. Went out and walked all night.
You know, Mrs. Young, I'll never be able to take a long breath again till he and Miss Wayne get together again.
Neither will I.
Who do you suppose that is?
I don't know.
Well, I'll go. It might be some word from Dad or from her.
Oh, good morning. Is Mr. Young down?
Oh,
my name is Brewster.
Who is it, Biff?
It's Mr. Brewster.
Oh, Mr. Brewster. Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Young. I wanted to catch Mr. Young before he got out.
Well, he is out.
What? As early as this?
Yes, he drove down to the railroad station with Mr. Bradley to catch the 7:10 train. But he ought to be back any minute.
Oh, well, in that case, I think I'll wait for him.
By all means, Mr. Brewster. Won't you come in here and sit down?
Thank you. You say Mr. Young took somebody to the train? Could it be that young lady who was visiting you?
You mean Miss Wayne? The one who thought she recognized you?
Is that her name?
Yes. No, that's not the one Sam took to the train. He took Mr. Bradley.
Oh, I see. Is Miss Wayne still here?
No, she left rather suddenly last night.
I see.
Wouldn't you like a cup of coffee while you're waiting?
Well, no, I think I would, Mrs. Young, thank you. I'd like to hold that meeting soon, Mrs. Young, and get things moving here in Elmwood. We want to get those youngsters here as soon as we can.
Oh, yes, indeed, we do. Oh, that may be my husband now. Sam?
Yes, Mary. I just put Kurt up.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Brewster.
Well, Mr. Young, I didn't expect to find you out this time of the morning.
Well, no, I'm not out as a rule at the crack of dawn.
Did Kurt catch the train, dear?
Yes, Mary.
He didn't find out anything more about Nancy, did he?
No.
Well, I was just going to give Mr. Brewster a cup of coffee. Would you like another one, Sam?
Oh, no, dear. I don't want a thing.
All right. Well, I'll be back in a minute with yours, Mr. Brewster.
I hate to bother you, but if you're sure now that it won't be too much trouble...
No, indeed.
Well, Mr. Young, we're going to hold that meeting this week. I'd like to get things moving as fast as possible. You see, the children are ready to come here, and it's just a matter of arranging their transportation and sending the required amount.
I see. Well, all right, Mr. Brewster. I think we can get things moving pretty fast now. Most everybody in Elmwood knows about it by this time, and they've been all for it ever since that newspaper account came out. I think there'll be a big crowd at the meeting.
I certainly hope so. I've told my people in New York that we can count on complete cooperation here in Elmwood.
Well, I think you're safe in saying that. On the other hand... We don't want to get them here till the houses are ready for them.
Oh, no, of course not. Oh, by the way, they started tearing down the Coronet house today.
Oh, that's good. That's fine. Mr. Brewster, if I seem a little vague this morning, it's because I haven't slept much. We had quite an upset here last night when a guest decided to leave without a word to us.
Oh. Here's your coffee, Mr. Brewster.
Oh, thank you. Thank you a lot.
Oh, Mary, I was just telling Mr. Brewster about our guest leaving last night.
It was Miss Wayne, as I told you, Mr. Brewster, the young woman you met.
Oh, yes, yes.
Sam, I didn't tell you, did I, that she thought she recognized Mr. Brewster when I introduced him to her?
Why, no, you didn't, Mary.
Well, she was sure she'd seen him somewhere, but she couldn't place him.
Oh. I guess I must have a garden variety face. I'm always being taken for someone else. But I'm pretty sure I never saw Miss Wayne before.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message. Mr. Brewster hardly has a common garden variety face. There's something about him you'd never forget once you saw him. But then, of course, Nancy Wayne may have been mistaken. Right now, Kurt Bradley walks up the stairs to Nancy Wayne's apartment in Chicago. He tries to collect his thoughts, draws a deep breath, and raises his hand to the bell.
Nancy! Oh, Nancy, is it really you?
Oh, Kurt, I didn't expect you. I didn't think you'd follow me.
Follow you? I'd follow you to the ends of the earth, you know that.
Oh, Kurt, you look so... Kurt, you look terrible. Come on in.
Darling, I'm all right now that you're safe. Now that I've found you again.
I hoped you'd stay out there in Elmwood after you got my note.
You know what I did after I got your note?
What?
Well, we found that there was a train you could make, that you did make, the 1:30, didn't you?
Yes, I just made it. A couple gave me a lift.
Well, Sam and I raced down there and found the train had gone and no sign of you, so we couldn't be sure you'd taken it.
But I wrote you that I was going away.
Yes, but darling, you didn't say on a train. I had visions of your staying at some obscure little inn near Elmwood.
No, I wanted to come home. But I didn't want you to follow me.
Follow you? What? If only I could have found something in which to follow you last night instead of having to walk around all night and wait till morning for a train to pull out of Elmwood.
Kurt, did you really walk around all night?
I must have walked 100 miles.
I'm sorry.
Well, there's nothing for you to be sorry about. Oh, it was a horrible situation for you and you wanted to get away from it.
That isn't why I went, Kurt. Kurt, really, it isn't. Not just to run away from a situation I didn't like. Kurt, there is something that we have to talk about.
Well, there's nothing to talk about, Biff. Come around. He's realized at last that it's possible for somebody as supremely old as a parent to fall in love. Not only does he realize it, but he saw what your disappearance meant to me. He saw how frantic I was at losing you, even for a little while. And, Nancy, he wants to tell you he was wrong. He's willing to do anything to make amends for the way he behaved.
You look so tired.
Oh, now, never mind how I look, dear. That's neither here nor there. Nancy, do you hear what I'm telling you? Everything you're afraid of, separating Biff and me, that's all evaporated into thin air. Now, you haven't got a thing in the world to worry about now. Biff wants me to marry you. He wants to make his home with us later on. I think it may be a good idea to let him finish out his term at school in Elmwood, and that'll give us the rest of this winter to be by ourselves. Now, how does that idea strike you, huh?
Kurt, I have to say something that's going to hurt you terribly.
Hmm?
My darling, I'm not going to marry you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you are. Yeah. Now, you may think you're not this morning because you had a look at me, and I do look terrible.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't blame anybody for turning down a guy who hadn't shaved.
Please, try to understand, please. It's too difficult.
I understand perfectly, Nancy. I understand that you're tired, that you've gone through a terrible mental strain, that you can't get any sort of a perspective on this whole picture yet. Now, you've got to rest. Neither of us can talk coherently until we have rest.
That is not true. I am talking coherently.
Well, you're not making a particle of sense, not one iota. But I don't care because
I'm so happy to have found you again. But I promise you, dear, that marrying me will not disappoint you too much. It'll come as close as I can make it to the ideal you have of marriage.
Kurt, it's not you, it's me. I just don't feel that I'm afraid.
Honey, you're not afraid of me, are you?
I don't know what I'm afraid of. Something, everything now. Oh, Kurt, I don't want to fail you.
You could never fail me, no matter what you did.
No, I just know all of a sudden that happiness like that was never meant for me. And I was never meant to marry anybody like you. Please go now, will you, Kurt? Because I can't stand any more of this. No, really, I can't. Please go.
Well, I'll go, darling. Only because I know how tired you are, and I know, too, that when I come back, you'll let me take you in my arms the way I want to. And everything will be all right with the world again.
Kurt Bradley can't bring himself to believe that Nancy Wayne has actually refused to marry him. Surely she'll feel differently in the morning. And now a message from our sponsor. Join us next time on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.